Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Would you please be seated? Happy Easter. And welcome as we celebrate not only Jesus' resurrection, most importantly, but also the 120th anniversary of this cathedral church at this location. 120 years as the spiritual center of the Episcopal Diocese of Oklahoma, and a spiritual cornerstone, not only for this neighborhood, but for our city. I believe that St. Paul's Cathedral has never been stronger or more essential to God's mission in God's church and the world. Here, Jesus' command to love God and our neighbor is proclaimed and lived out every single day. And I warmly invite each and every one of you to join with us and participate as you are able in what God is doing at and through this sacred space. These are exciting times in yet another way as well. Just 1 week from tomorrow, as we know, we will experience a natural event that never fails to capture our attention, a solar eclipse. Now, it's been 7 years since the last total solar eclipse widely visible in the United States, and it's been since 1918, I'm told, that a total solar eclipse was visible in Oklahoma. So since St. Paul's Cathedral has worshiped in this building 120 years, this is only the second such total eclipse to appear in Oklahoma. And after the upcoming April 8th eclipse, it will be another 21 years before we will see the next full eclipse in Oklahoma. So mark your calendars for August 12th, 2045. Now, I have really good news, friends. That next one will be coming right here to Oklahoma City. You won't even have to go to Idabel. Now, eclipses have played an extraordinary role in human history, intriguing the human imagination and often seeming to connect the human and the divine. We know of human experiences of eclipses at least as far back as 1374 BC in Syria, when their record said the sun was put to shame. A solar eclipse in 763 coincided with an uprising in the Assyrian Empire, and 1133 with the death of King Henry I. And of course, when the sky drew dark after Christ's crucifixion, some scholars have speculated that it might have been an eclipse that God was using. But what connection might we find today between the eclipse and the resurrection of Jesus that we celebrate at Easter? Perhaps this. It is not that Jesus Christ is a symbol that points to the sun in our sky, but that the sun is a symbol that points to Christ. After all, God the Son existed long before the sun in the sky did. The Bible is filled with imagery of Jesus Christ, not only as the Son, the S-O-N, of God, but as one like the sun, S-U-N. Those who were eagerly longing for a savior looked to the prophet Malachi, who spoke of a son of righteousness who would arise, scattering all the shades of night, as our hymn says. The Gospels speak of Christ as the light of the world, the great light who shines on those who have dwelled in darkness and the shadow of death. St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians says that Christ will shine on you. And at his transfiguration on the holy mountain, Jesus' face shines like the sun, we are told, his clothes as white as pure light. My friends, whenever we are in awe of the natural world around us, and especially anything with light, sun, moon, and stars, let us not forget that they point to God. As Psalm 19 says so eloquently, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. The whole of creation sings the praises of God, the Father and Creator, God the Son, present from the foundation of all things, and God the Holy Spirit, who hovered over all at the beginning. And the very height of our praise, and that of creation and of the heavenly host, is for the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that so wonderfully restored all that God had so wonderfully created. We might even, if we squint a little, see in the eclipse a metaphor for Jesus' resurrection. For as the sun, obscured by the moon's shadow, seems to be darkened only for a time, so too Jesus' death on the cross was followed by his glorious return. The sun only seems to have died when eclipsed, but Jesus was truly dead and buried until he rose again in his resurrected body on the third day and appeared to his disciples. There is a poignant moment in the ancient service of Tenebrae, kept in many churches, including this one, on the Wednesday of Holy Week. As the service comes to an end, a single candle remains lit after the others have been extinguished. That final candle is not put out, but concealed to signify Christ's death and burial. As those who know the Christian story, we weep at this moment of despair, but we are assured that the light will return, and Jesus Christ raised, and not for his own sake alone, but for ours. The darkness of Good Friday cannot last, illuminated by the brightness of Easter morning. One last thought. When we celebrate every Easter Jesus' resurrection from the dead, we are reminded that God has set in motion a renewing of the whole creation. The book of Revelation, in its description of how things will be at the end of everything, when Christ returns in glory, speaks of a new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. And this new Jerusalem will have no death, or crying, or pain. And interestingly, The New Jerusalem will also have, the book of Revelation says, no sun or moon. For the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and there will be no night there, the scriptures say. And so even as much as we appreciate the sun, moon, and stars, and see in them God's hand at work, still we look forward to a time when Christ himself will be our light forever. A time when all pain and evil and suffering will be extinguished. And all whom God has made and redeemed will live freely in the eternal bright warmth of God's love. That is God's promise to us. Forgiveness of sins, resurrection from the dead, and at the last, a new heaven and a new earth. God's perfect kingdom of justice and love, fully realized. And until that day, we are called to love God and our neighbors as much as we can, as faithful witnesses of Christ and his kingdom. Happy Easter, friends. And may the light of the risen Christ shine on you, shine before you to illumine your path, and shine through you to show others the way. Amen.